ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands' security pact with China has dominated debate amid Australia's federal election campaign. Both sides of politics are using the deal to sway voters away from the opposing party. But does it really matter to Pacific Island voters in Australia? Marion Farr with this report.
The signing of a security pact between Solomon Islands and China didn't come as a surprise to Stella Robinson.
Because, you see, for so long, Australia has always taken the Pacific for granted.
The Papua New Guinean-born Australian says the government's handling of relationships with the Pacific will influence how she votes.
There are references made by various Australian politicians, always about the Pacific family, the Pacific neighbourhood, and all the rest of it. But when it comes to issues of concern to us, our voice is not heard.
Her key priority is climate change.
For myself, as a voting Pacific Islander Australian, I will definitely be looking at who is going to champion our cause in raising the profile of the impact of climate change.
Fijian-born Salome Swan, who lives in Ipswich, was also disappointed to hear about the security deal.
And now they're all scrambling to do something, and it's a bit late. They were asleep when things were happening.
She thinks Australia's relationship with the Pacific could be improved if more was done to tackle climate change.
No one is really sort of making a strong commitment to it.
For Fijian-born Australian Donald Gordon, it's access to visas that's most important.
I have a deep concern that the Morrison government has not prioritised so many visa applications to reunite family members who have been either sponsored or they've applied to come to Australia, but these visas have been in queue for years.
As a Melbourne-based lawyer, he helps Pacific Islanders with immigration matters.
It's just heartbreaking as a professional person seeing that, you know, all the laws have been complied with, but there is this silent element in the law that the government cannot be forced to process these visas.
Labor has promised a new Pacific engagement visa to allow 3,000 people from the region to migrate to Australia each year. It's also vowed to extend the seasonal worker program visa from 9 to 11 months. Ray Burton from Pacific Support Connect, an organisation that helps Pacific Islanders with visa and legal issues, isn't impressed.
I see that as being a quick fix, I guess. It's a great election promise, but we can't add to an existing structure that's not supporting the existing people who are here.
And she'd like whoever wins government to stop deporting Pacific Island visa holders who are sentenced to time in prison.
It's a policy that has been there for quite some time and obviously has been detrimental to our Pacific communities.